calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's me trying to get a hold of my kids and to reconcile, especially with my wife. I had today, over the last couple, well, actually been about 2 weeks now, I've been granted a lot of insight, granted by the Lord, on insight on software, and I've simplified what I do dramatically, and it's been a huge joy, and I made a significant step on that today. And it was encouraging, and I wanted to celebrate. And fortunately, I had taken out of the freezer some fish to enjoy today, and I just did. It was delightful. I frequently get Norwegian salmon, but recently I've been getting some Alaskan salmon. The pieces are bigger, and they're a fattier texture, and they're really good. And I got to enjoy that tonight. But I enjoyed it alone. I'm grateful the Lord gives me wonderful food to eat. I really eat well because I make it all myself. So it's not really expensive. But I eat well. And I think this contributes to my state of health. But I don't share it. I share it occasionally, about every 2 weeks or so. Chris Pence comes by and... more often than not lately, I get to make the meal, and it somehow tastes better shared. And I so desire to do that, most importantly, with my wife, with my kids, too. I really do wonder, because the more I've studied food and the history of food, not only is it the idea of making things cheaper to... increase production and to wipe out the small player. It also is designed for population control, eugenics, and things of that nature. That is very clear, and it concerns me because it concerns me what my kids are eating. But either way, Dorothy Jane, I'm here. I'm ready to reconcile. I hold no grudge. I'm pursuing the lady I love. Dorothy Jane, I love you.